Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, number 1235. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll be doing some messing around and have a segment about birth and a segment about death. Also, today is St. Patrick's Day, celebrated in more countries than any other national festival. So we'll begin and end the show with some appropriate music, starting off with Sean Nolan's Dublin Orchestra and St. Patrick's Day.
Song, all right, but how about that old lullaby your dear old mother used to sing in days gone by? Well, let me have a key and I'll sing it.
Well, here's the key of D flat, player.
Well, I don't care if it's D flat or A flat or any other flat. As long as I got the right key, I can sing in any flat. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my dear old mother sang to me. She sang so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day.
I'm getting too old for that kind of stuff. It was all right when I was younger, right?
That's all right. Try it.
Well, I'll try it anyway. Fairy
You know, that makes me so homesick that I'm going to pack right up and go home for Christmas.
You're not going alone. Wait till I be with you. We'll all go. Goodbye. Oh,
goodbye.
Was you ever in love, boy? Did you ever feel a pain? Rather be in jail, boy, than be in love again. You scored a family, I'd have you all to know. I met there in the garden where the eyes paid a throw. My dear wife said she'd see her parents tomorrow. She let me know to meet her in the garden where the eyes paid us grown. Two cross-eyed girls just like her and the boy the image of me. Now we will raise him up as though it happened so. I never shall forget the place where the eyes potatoes grow. So walk the streets this troublesome world without the gracious man. Now she's gone and left me, I told her not to go. Away up in Nevada on the cold and ice and snow. Can't get a husband, I can get a wife.
Garden Where the Irish Potatoes Grow, written by Johnny Patterson, recorded in Memphis, Tennessee on September 12, 1928, issued on Victor 21711. What's that? Recorded by whom? Well, how's this for the name of a group? Dr. Smith's Champion Hosshair Pullers. No, they didn't go around pulling people's hair. They were a string band, and the name refers to the horse hair on the violin bows. Apparently, black tail hair from Mongolian stallions makes for the best tone and bow control. Anyway, Dr. Smith was Dr. Henry Harlan Smith, a surgeon who lived in Calico Rock in Izzard County, Arkansas. Although he was not a musician himself, in January of 1926 he formed the band in order to promote tourism to the area. Smith took the group to Hot Springs, Arkansas as ambassadors for Calico Rock, and they made several appearances on KTHS radio and had one recording session, resulting in 6 issued sides. The group was quite popular in the area for several years until the Depression came along and Dr. Smith disbanded the group in 1930. Before the Hosshair Pullers were the Flanagan Brothers with Irish Delight. From Victor's Ethnic Irish Series, number 79010, recorded October 25, 1926. The Flanagan brothers were Joe, Lewis, and Michael, born in Waterford, Ireland in the late 1890s, and whose family arrived in the U.S. in 1911, settling in Albany, New York. The brothers eventually moved to Manhattan and played music together for their own amusement, but became popular among the Irish immigrant community. Their recording career began in 1921 and resulted in 168 sides for various labels over the ensuing decade. We started our celebration of St. Patrick's Day with the Irish jig, St. Patrick's Day, performed by violinist Sean Nolan's Dublin Orchestra on Victor 21479, recorded in Liederkranz Hall on May 4, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. One of my favorite movies is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and one of my favorite scenes in the movie is when Del Griffith, played by John Candy, is driving, listening, and airplaying along to Ray Charles singing The Mess Around. So we're gonna do some messing around of our own. Here are the Georgia Strutters.
Mess around. Everybody mess. Someone that turned out the light. But when the light came on once more, a brother was behind the door, messing round, busy messing round. Brother missing round.
Roy Evans, vocalist with the Mississippi Maulers, a pseudonym for Manny Klein's orchestra, with the warning, "Don't mess around with me," from Columbia 1545-D, recorded July 20th, 1928. Before that, Joe Candulo and his Everglades Orchestra, who were messing around June of 1926. That was issued on several labels, but we heard the Domino 78, number 3772. Messin' Around was written by Johnny Sincere and Doc Cook. We started Messin' Around with Perry Bradford's band, the Georgia Strutters, with Everybody Mess Around, from Harmony 231-H, recorded August 6, 1926. This segment is about birth, not of some people, but of some things.
and valleys. If you listen, I will tell you all it was. One night when good Saint Patrick lay a dreaming, from heaven came an angel on the scene. In answer to a prayer of him whose love are there, and he brought with him a little sprig of green.
Master high above me sent me with this little emblem here to you as a token of his love for dear old Ireland. With this little plant he sent his blessing. Clinging to the sod was a masterpiece of gold, a little greenish shamrock.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901. A gale of wind, a gray, inimical sky, but a kite tugging frantically at about 400 feet. All was in order. They paused and listened. The pen pauses too. Thought leaps beyond it. This little group of optimists at their lonely vigil. A comrade instructed categorically, patient too, sitting at his lonely post in Cornwall, separated from them by 1,700 miles of watery wilderness, doing as he was told. Just that and no more. Sending the letter S in interminable series at prearranged times into the void. Seeing little himself, hearing nothing whatever. And the man to whom it meant so much, whose years of unremitting work had brought him to this grim day and this hour, what of him? He sits eager, expectant at a telephone, connected to a self-resisting coherer, not entirely trusting the receiving apparatus. And time moves on. Nothing, except the derisive scream of the wind. 12:30 noon. What was that? A little click. Several. Regularly. The letter S. And again. Marconi heard them for some time before he trusted himself to hand the telephone to Kemp for corroboration. Could he hear anything? Yes, he could. Then the faint sound ceased, significantly. Orders were being obeyed on the other side. The listeners' hearts thumped with excitement. Then again, at 1:10 and at 1:20, came realism in a succession of those little staccato clicks, unmistakable, heard by them all. the tremendous expanse of ocean had been bridged. What must have been his feelings at this supreme moment? The achievement constituted an epoch in human history. The lives of millions of every race and creed would be affected as from this hour. The commercial possibilities were incalculable. The mitigation of loneliness was certain. Continents would speak with each other of their several aspirations. A ship in distress in the perilous wastes of the seas could be succored. Lovers separated by a hemisphere would confer privily and be comforted. Empire builders, isolated in desert and jungle, would hear the sounds of their cities and be cheered and refreshed. A new world would be born. The foregoing is an extract from the book A City of Sound, recently published by the Marconi Phone Company. If you will send us the name and address of a friend who you think would appreciate the fine qualities of a Marconi phone, and to whom we may mention your name as a recommendation, we will gladly send you free of charge a copy of this interesting book. An addressed and reply paid postcard is provided with this record. If you are pleased with the reproduction of this instrument, give us the opportunity of demonstrating to one of your friends.
In 1922, the Marconi Company formed the Marconi Phone Division to design, manufacture, and sell radio receivers. A Marconi Phone radiogram was a combination radio phonograph. If you bought a Marconi Phone radiogram around 1933, you would have received a copy of the record we just heard, a promotional record titled The Birth of Radio. Narrated by Ralph Richardson, it contained a short excerpt from pages 14 and 15 from the 50-page book A City of Sound, written by Ernest Pendarve Lee Bennett, a freelance author hired by various companies to write histories or promotional materials for them. The idea behind the record was if you gave the Marconi phone folks the name of a friend interested in a demonstration, they would send you a complete copy of the book, which included 8 pages of photographs at the back. The British Gramophone Company became EMI in 1931 and continued to make Marconi phone radios until 1956. Before the birth of radio was tenor Charles Massinger with The Birth of the Shamrock, written by Jamie Kelly and William Cahill. Victor 79184 was recorded January 31, 1927. Jamie Kelly also wrote, "If they'd only move old Ireland over here, and that's why I love you and call you McCree." William Cahill also penned, "The Mick Who Threw the Brick." We started the set with an instrumental version of The Birth of the Blues, composed by Ray Henderson. That's from a 1939 recording issued on British Columbia 78, number FB2221. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on all the major podcast directories. We just had a segment on birth, so here's a segment on death. Don't worry, it's not nearly as morbid as it sounds.
I don't want to be anybody else but me. I'm tickled to death and he. I don't sit and sigh, 'cause I ain't some other guy. Oh gosh, oh gee, I'm tickled to death, I'm me. Some poor fish sit around and wish they could change their personality, but nothing like that for me. I don't want to be anybody else but me, me, me. Oh gosh, oh gee, I'm tickled to death, I'm me. Thank you.
sitting all alone, feeling so blue, missing all the loving I've been getting from you. I don't know what I'll do if the breeze won't take this message to you. Honey, don't you know I'm lonely, looking at the stars above. Honey, don't you know you're one and only, starving to death for love. You said you didn't want me crying, I'd better be brave and strong. But honey, if you don't want your baby crying, don't be gone so long. It's not because I doubt you, I know your love is true. But I can't live without you, cause I gotta have a little bit of loving from you. Honey, if you want to save me, you're the one I'm dreaming of. I love you and I don't mean maybe, I'm starving to death for love. Because I doubt you, I know your love is true. But I can't live without you, cause I gotta have a little bit of loving from you. Honey, if you want to save me, you're the one I'm dreaming of. I love you and I don't mean maybe, I'm starving to death for love.
The Three Tobacco Tags being heard on the show for the first time with I'm Starving to Death for Love from Bluebird B-7211, recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina on August 3, 1937. The Three Tobacco Tags were mandolinists George Wade and Luke Balcom and guitarist Reed Summey. They met while all three were working in the textile mills in South Gastonia, North Carolina, and formed a group called the Jolly Rovers, playing at church picnics and social gatherings in the area. They broadcast over WRBU, Gastonia, and received an invitation from Victor to record, with two of their three sides being issued. Session director Ralph Peer supposedly told the trio that if their records didn't sell, they would be cast aside like the tin tags on plugs of tobacco. That gave them the band name for their first two sides, the Three Backer Tags. The records did sell poorly, but they got a second session with Champion in August of 1932, and they went on to be a commercial success. They were heard regularly over WPTF Raleigh and WBT Charlotte, and were sponsored by Crazy Water Crystals, a brand of laxative. With several personnel changes and as many as five members, the Three Tobacco Tags recorded a total of about 80 sides on Bluebird, many written by Balcom and Summey, before disbanding in 1949. Before the Tobacco Tags, Memphis clarinetist Douglas Williams with his composition, Slow Death, recorded in Memphis on January 31, 1928, with Take Two, issued on Victor 21269, and Bluebird B-6151. Accompanying Williams were Blaine Elliott on piano and Sam Sims on traps. We started that deadly segment with the Piccadilly Players, directed by Al Starita, with I'm Tickled to Death, I'm Me, from British Columbia 5372, recorded April 13, 1929. I'm Tickled to Death, I'm Me was written by Ralph Butler and Tolchard Evans, and the vocalist was Betty Bolton. The color green and the wearing of the green is associated with St. Patrick's Day, so we're going to end the show with a green segment. We will be driving to spend time with family today, so my consumption of alcohol will be severely restricted, but I'm sure there will be many out there who will be floating down the old Green River.
Half past four, Dan McGraw came sneaking to his wifey's door. She'd been waiting up all night, waiting for him to go to bed. Danny smiled like a child, but his wifey grew very wild. "Where have you been all night long?" she cried. And this is what Danny replied. "I've been floating down the old Green River on the good ship Rock and Rye. But I floated too far, I got stuck on a bar. I was out there alone, wishing that I was home. The ship got wrecked with the captain and crew, and there was only one thing left to do. So I had to drink the whole Green River dry to get back home to you." Danny's frau raised a row, said, "I'll go home to mother now." Danny says, "That's some idea, better than bringing mother here." At the door, there she saw her pa and ma and several more. Dad was explaining as he came in, telling ma where he had been. "I've been floating down the old Green River on the good ship Rock and Rye. But I floated too far, I got stuck on a bar. I was tied to the mast while the schooners went past. The ship got wrecked with the captain and crew, and there was only one thing left to do. So I had to drink the whole Green River dry to get back home to you."
Club of Shoefly Town, there's a gal named Anastasia Brown. The golf bug bit her brother and it hit her right, I mean right between the eyes. She mumbles golf talk in her sleep. At any time at all, that golf talk will creep right in her lingo, whether day or night. And you know, there was a guy she didn't like whose name was Jim. He hung around until she said to him, "You gotta roll right off of my green. No fooling, roll off of my green. Hide behind a bunker, boy, and don't hesitate, 'cause sure enough, your hazard's getting mighty great. You went and strutted your stuff, but your mama's got you out in the rough. Why, you take me out to tea and think you're getting a break, but listen, ya boy, to me, my score ain't easy to make. You ain't no Bobby Jones, what I mean, so call a caddy and roll off of my dream. You got to roll right off of my dream. I said, roll off of my dream. Why, you tried to hook your babe, but don't you go try that twice. 'Cause next time, brother, you're gonna get yourself a slice. You went and started this war, and your mama's going to take you in par. Why, I got my stance right on the tee, and don't you encroach. You made a play for me, boy, but you muffed your approach. You ain't no Bobby Jones, so call your caddy, boy. Call your caddy and roll off of my green. Low bogey, papa, roll off of my green.
1, 2, 3, 4,
roll off.
University Six, a pseudonym for the California Ramblers on Columbia's budget label Harmony, with In Your Green Hat being heard for the first time on the show. Harmony 78-H was recorded December 31, 1925. In Your Green Hat was written by Milton Ager with the words by Jack Yellen. Before that, Dale Wimbrough, the Delmarva songster, and his Rubeville Tuners with his composition, Roll Right Off of My Green. He recorded it a couple of months earlier for Edison, but we heard his June 21st, 1927 recording, issued on Columbia 1200-D. We started the segment with Billy Murray, who was floating down the old Green River on October 11th, 1915, from Victor 17885. Exactly 2 weeks later, Murray was in the Edison Studios to record that Burt Kalmar and Joe Cooper song. It tells the story of Dan McGrew, who had been out all night, and when he finally got home, his wife asked where he'd been. He tells her, "I've been floating down the old Green River on the good ship Rock and Rye. But I floated too far. I got stuck on a bar. I was out there alone, wishing I was home." The ship got wrecked with the captain and crew, and there was only one thing left to do. So I had to drink the whole Green River dry to get back home to you. There is a Green River in Kentucky, a 360-mile tributary of the Ohio River, but it's not that Green River that Dan McGraw is singing about. The song is a play on words, and he's actually referring to Green River whiskey, a product of the Green River Distillery, founded in 1885 by J.W. McCullough. By 1901, Green River had won numerous international awards, and in 1907 was the most advertised whiskey in the world, billed as the whiskey without a headache. In 1913, Green River became the official whiskey of the U.S. Marine Hospital for its high quality and medicinal properties. Following Prohibition, no medicinal claims could be made, so its slogan was changed to the Whiskey Without Regrets. Green River Distillery ceased distribution in 1955, but in 2014, new owners began reconstruction of the distillery, preserving as much of the original facility as possible. Green River Bourbon was released once again in 2022, and as a matter of fact, I have two fingers of it in front of me at this very moment. I will not, however, be drinking the whole Green River dry. Cheers, and best wishes for a pleasant St. Patrick's Day. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.